Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey guys, Tim over in the Bulwark here. We've got some breaking about to be news, it seems like, regarding Jeffrey Epstein's relationship with Donald Trump. This is something that people have been buzzing about in media circles for about a day and a half now. And I try not to keep stuff from you guys, but I got to tell you, I've been hearing rumors, but they've all been second or third hand about this big Wall Street Journal story that is going to have new information detailing the extent of Trump's relationship with Epstein, potentially some notes that were shared, TBD. I don't exactly know the reporting. Don't want to give you guys unverified news. But what is verified is now media reporter Oliver Darcy, who writes the newsletter Status, is just out with a story just now, headlined Trump's WSJ Epstein Fury. And what he is reporting is that Donald Trump is said to have personally called Emma Tucker, the journal's editor-in-chief, to voice his objections to this story. The Wall Street Journal apparently has been getting heavy pressure to not publicize this story from inside the White House. I've heard secondhand that Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been deputized to do anything in her power to stamp this out from the inside. Darcy story gets into something that I've been wondering, which is whether Trump had contacted Rupert Murdoch as a News Corp owns the Wall Street Journal. And Darcy says it's unclear whether he's done so. Darcy reached out to the Journal, to Murdoch, and the White House. None of them responded to his inquiries. But, you know, like I said, there and maybe multiple different stories. I've been talking to different people who have evidence or who have heard that there are multiple different stories Wall Street Journal is working on related to Epstein, but that the big kahuna is this Trump-Epstein relationship story. Just a little bit of context here. I guess first things first on the news item here on what we know. If Trump's mad enough about this to call the Wall Street Journal, you know it's bad. You know they got the goods if Trump is personally intervening at that level. So that's one thing that I think that we can intuit from what we're hearing out there. Another thing is, like, this isn't that surprising. And again, I talked about this a little with David Wallace Wells, which was an awesome interview. I know everyone wants to do Epstein stuff all day, and we're doing a very long climate interview, but we also get into Epstein a little bit. So go check out the David Wallace Wells interview. It's awesome. He's really smart on climate stuff. But anyway, we were talking about this, and Trump did break up his relationship with Epstein for unknown reasons in 2004, before he was first arrested.
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan. I was not, a long time ago. I'd say maybe 15 years. I was not a fan of his, that I can tell you. I was not a fan of his.
That said, like, they had a deep relationship in the 15 prior years. You know, during some of that time, Trump was single or cheating on wives or between marriages. Trump dated younger women. You know, something I was reminded of today by a colleague is Trump dated a 19-year-old tennis star when he was in his 40s. And that's something that was public at the time. So, you know, him and Epstein's proclivities are not too dissimilar. So to speak. I don't want to make a false accusation there. Obviously, Epstein's proclivities, we know by evidence, reach down into underaged girls. So, but, you know, liking younger women, liking, poor 19-year-old, people on the borderline allowed, totally allowed. But again, shouldn't be that surprising that these two guys had that kind of relationship. They had or had an even deeper relationship than we're aware of, I guess would be a way of putting it. Like, they both lived in South Florida. They both lived in New York. They, you know, said, you know, Epstein said he was his best friend for a while. Trump talked about the extended relationship, 15 years. It's on the Epstein side of this is on tape. So, you know, the fact that there is like other correspondence, other evidence of the relationship beyond kind of those same quotes that we've been showing you from the New York Magazine story and others, the same pictures and the same parties. Again, it's not that surprising. It's a little surprising it hasn't come out before now. But like when you this happens, when you get into a firestorm, new stuff comes to the surface. I've been involved in that on both sides of, you know, being a PR person on the incoming of a firestorm, representing my candidates, or trying to create more of a firestorm for opposing candidates. So you see this. It seems like more stuff is coming. We've been hearing about it, but I didn't feel comfortable sharing it with you until it was a little better sourced than just the rumor mill says that the Wall Street Journal is working on a story. But now we have a reported story from Oliver Darcy, a good media reporter, saying that this is coming. Obviously, we'll be keeping our eye out for it, and we'll be keeping you guys posted as things develop in this seemingly never-ending Trump-Epstein saga. We'll be back soon. Put your little alerts on, because there might be a Wall Street Journal story we might need a group take on sometime real soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.